Continuing on our winter sports season previews, we are now with the head girls wrestling coach for the Ainsworth Bulldogs, Todd Pollock. And coach, had a pretty successful season last year with the girls. Tell us a little bit about maybe who's returning this year for you, and then we'll get into some maybe newcomers.
Okay, well, I have three returning lettermen this year. Jolynn Pozell, Megan Jones, and Zaylee Daniels. Actually, Megan Jones is a state qualifier returner, and Jolynn is a state qualifier plus a placer.
Well, as we talk about those girls a little bit, kind of Jolynn's kind of the person that maybe got things kind of rolling for girls wrestling here in Ainsworth and that Pozell family.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Jolynn is, she's coming in with a lot of experience. 5 years ago when they were talking about girls wrestling, I kept saying she's going to be our poster child for girls wrestling, and obviously she didn't let us down. But Megan and Zaylee, they've been working hard in the wrestling room. So, and then with talking about the Pozell family, her brother Oren is my assistant again this year. So, yes, we're kind of keeping it in the Pozell family.
Well, let's talk about it, of course, with the girls wrestling. It's all classes, A through D. The sport of girls wrestling is really taking off in the state of Nebraska. And I tell you what, you may win early in the season, but I tell you what, the girls are getting things figured out. And we saw some upsets in state wrestling and just a great sport to be part of.
Absolutely, yeah. I believe girls wrestling is the fastest growing sport in the United States and in Nebraska. I don't have the exact number, but there's quite a few schools that added it this year since it had so much success last year. So districts, there's going to be a lot more teams. I think actually this year for districts, they're going to go to a sub-district because they have so many schools. It's a one-day sub-district, and we will be going to Gothenburg for that. And then if you qualify in the top four in sub-districts, they will have districts the week after that, and that'll be in Broken Bowl for us.
And again, that's a top four once again from that district going on to the state wrestling tournament?
That is correct, yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about more about the girls. Talk about Jolynn Pozell, a returning medalist from last year. As you mentioned, Zaylee Daniels and Megan Jones coming back. Some girls also that hopefully can try to get out there and get some recruiting done and get more girls taking part. Let's talk about these two youngsters. We'll start you off first. Megan Jones came on pretty strong towards the end.
Yes, she did. She caught on really quick. I think it helped a lot with her and Jolynn wrestling each other. That helped Megan catch on quite a bit quicker last year. So Megan's coming in. I think she's going to start her coming in at 140 pounds. So that was the weight class that she ended up with last year, so that she qualified for state. So we're looking for some good things with her. Jolynn, she's going to be the same way. She's going to be starting off at 115 pounds this year. We started 120, maybe bumped up to 125 a little bit, but she's kept her weight down, and she's went to some wrestling tournaments during the summer. I know she was in Branson. I think she went to another one besides that. So she's been active all through the summer with that, and so it's nice to have those two come in and work with Zaylee Daniels. She'll be at 110, I believe she's going to drop down to that weight class. But things have been going good for those three. We've kind of broke them off and let them wrestle with our younger kids. Got a lot of freshmen and some kids that don't have much experience. So we've been pairing them up with the more experienced wrestlers.
Well, let's talk about that again as the program is beginning to build. Can you tell us a little bit about numbers-wise outside of those three again with freshmen coming in too?
Yeah, we have a total of eight girls this year. So we have a freshman, Madison Palmer, freshman of London Dunbar. Nellie Hoke, she is our German exchange student. I think she's a 10th grader. Braylon Rutnick, she's a 9th grader. And Mariah Ferris, she is also a 9th grader. So we've got a good core of girls coming up to the weight room or the wrestling room every afternoon, and they're willing to learn, and they're doing a great job.
No seniors on the roster then?
No seniors. We've been working with North Central to try to get some girls to expand our program, since you said there is no classes in girls wrestling. So you can have many girls or many schools as you want in there. So, well, we tried to co-op with North Central and have their coach, Ryan Hoffman, come over. He wanted to be the girls and work with us. So the high school girls, they didn't send any over, but I think we will go together for middle school's wrestling, and I think Ryan will bring them, Coach Hoffman will bring some girls over from North Central and kind of co-op our middle school girls together. So that'll work good to grow the girls' program between the two schools.
Well, Coach, the season gets underway here, and we wish you and the girls the best of luck this season.
Well, thank you very much.